Does thinking about the world's problems leave you hopeless? Are you tired of feeling like there's nothing we can do? Well, you're in the right place, because this is the official Building a Better World podcast. And now, here's your host, co-author of Building a Better World in Your Backyard, Instead of Being Angry at Bad Guys, Sean Clausen Coop.
Hello and welcome to episode number 19 of the Building a Better World podcast. My name is Sean Clausen Coop, and I'm so grateful to have you tuning in today. I appreciate you taking this time to learn more about building a better world in your backyard, and I hope that the solutions that you hear about are ones that not only help the environment, but also help you live a better life at the same time. In the last episode, I talked about caring for animals and trying to find ways that we can pamper animals and have them live lives that are even better than if they would just be living in the wild. In this episode, I want to switch focuses, and instead of talking about food or outside stuff, I want to move back to the home, and I want to talk about the stuff that we're putting down our drain and the impact that it has on the environment and some steps that we can take. But before I get into that, I want to thank everyone who has left a review for the book, whether that's on Amazon or on Goodreads or on some other place where you can leave a book review. I appreciate you taking the time to do that. It helps other people understand better what's inside the book and can help them figure out if it's a good fit for them. And I just want to thank anyone who's taken the time to do that. And if you haven't done that, I would appreciate you taking just a couple minutes to write a review. Again, it helps other people decide if they want to look into this further and learn some of these ideas that I've been talking about in this podcast and in the book. And so if you've read the book, a review would be most appreciated. And if you haven't read the book and you want to buy it, you can check out buildingabetterworldbook.com. There's more info there and you can buy it from there as well. All right. So today I want to talk about putting stuff down the drain and the toxic footprint that goes along with that. So typically you're looking at one of two situations. One is a conventional sewer system, where all of the stuff that goes down the drain gets sent to the sewage treatment plant, and from there, it goes into the river. And what happens a lot of the time is that a lot of our sewage treatment plants, our water treatment plants, are overloaded with too much stuff, and so oftentimes they don't have the capacity to treat everything properly, and then some stuff just gets put straight into the river. So that's not great. And then a lot of sewage treatment plants, they will take the chunky stuff that they're trying to filter out and they'll say, hey, this stuff turns into compost. And so they will compost that and then sell that as commercial compost. And that stuff's going to contain a lot of the contaminants that people and industries are putting down the drain. So I wish to strongly discourage the use of that stuff. And I'm really concerned about the significant toxic footprint that we're having by putting all of this stuff into our waterways when our systems are breaking down or are insufficient. Never mind, what do we do with all of this stuff even when our systems are working well? There's a huge cost associated with that, which most of us pay through our taxes. On the flip side, if you live in the country, you might have a septic system. And a septic system also can get overloaded if you're putting too much water down there. And so a septic system works well when it has less stuff moving through it rather than more. And when you have too much going through, then sometimes a system gets overloaded and you start washing contaminants down into the water table before they are being properly treated. So in both cases, the goal, in my opinion, should be to reduce the amount of stuff that we're putting into the system by 80 to 90%, and then we can have a conversation in which the toxins that are in the system will be of a much higher concentration. And so if there's a problem, which I'm guessing there's going to be, then it's going to ring alarm bells much faster because it's much more concentrated. And so then we can hopefully deal with things much more appropriately. And we don't need systems, especially sewage treatment plants, with as high of a capacity. So There's a few different ways to go about this, many different ways, and I'm going to just touch on a few in this episode. So one extremely simple system that's very cheap is what I will call the bucket system, and that is just taking a bucket and putting it in your sink, and when you do dishes, then you use that water, you take that water and you use it to flush your toilet later. And then you're looking at paying for less water to flush your toilet, and you have less stuff going down the drain. Then you can also use it to water plants, potentially. Make sure you're not using very much soap. And so that's one quick and easy solution. You can also do this in the shower if you have a bucket or a tub in the shower, and you are able to do so safely, then you can bring that in there and collect a bunch of the water and then repurpose that over the next little while. And again, that could be for flushing toilets, that could be for watering plants, that could even be for watering plants outside of the house. All are more effective than just washing it away into nowhere. The next solution is one that requires a little bit more of a setup and requires a little bit more cost than a bucket. And that's what Art Ludwig would call a laundry to landscape system. Art wrote a wonderful book about creating an oasis with gray water that I recommend. And in this system, basically it takes the output of your laundry machine and uses it to water plants in the landscape. Now, it's really important if you're going to use this system. Now, the benefit is you get to reuse a ton of water, which is great. But it's super important to remember that whatever you're putting into your laundry machine is going to be then going to your plants. So you have to be really careful of what kind of detergent you're using. And especially, like, bleach is not an option. That's just going to straight up kill your plants. So that's something to consider. Now, and most of these systems are set up in a way that you can, you know, if it's winter, for example, you can just switch it to go back to the usual output, back into the sewer system or into the septic system. Now, taking things much further, if you want to reuse a lot of your gray water, and that so gray water is going to include things like sink water and laundry water, and some people include urine in that. But black water is anything that contains feces, and so those are separate concerns, and both can be dealt with at home. But I'm focusing on gray water right now. And we could talk a little bit more about how to deal with number two in the next episode. So in a warm climate, you can do a lot of gray water stuff just outside and in the landscape. In a really cold climate, it's possible that you might need to use a greenhouse. And that's because you don't want your gray water to go outside and get frozen and then have all of that nutrient-rich water there in the spring, because that could overload what your landscape's able to handle. So in that case, you might need to consider pumping that gray water into a greenhouse. And that has an advantage in that in the winter, you might not have very much water in your greenhouse. And so you can water some plants. Now, again, something extremely important to consider is if you are pumping or, you know, allowing water from your sink to go to plants that you potentially might want to eat, it is extremely important to think about every single thing that you're putting down the drain. And so, you know, bleach, not an option. If you're trying to do some home renos and you have some paint brushes that need rinsing, you can't rinse those down the drain. Or all sorts of different things that you might find around your house that suddenly you're not as okay with putting down the drain because they're going into your own greenhouse full of plants that you want to eat. So I think if somebody's able to have this greenhouse where they're eating what's coming out, you know, using the water that's coming out of their drain to grow their plants, then we're talking about somebody who's really taking their environmental footprint really seriously. And hats off to anyone and everyone who's doing that. And I think it is a reminder for everyone else to think about the stuff that we're putting down the drain and how you know, maybe if you start to think about that, you start to think about, well, how can I use no paint? How can I use no bleach? How can I not need to use these toxic substances that I might need to wash down the drain? And then we are reducing the toxic environment, not only from the plants in the greenhouse, but also from our homes and from our environments. So this is just an overall conversation about how can we reduce the amount of toxins that we're being exposed to, but also how can we better deal with the amount of material going into our septic and sewage treatment systems so that those systems can function much more effectively at reducing the overall toxic footprint to the environment, even downstream from us. So I'm going to leave it there today. This is a huge topic and lots of conversation about it that can occur, including, you know, various plumbing systems. And I'm not going to get into that today, but wanted to bring this idea to your attention so you can start thinking about what you're putting down the drain and how it might be affecting the environment and others at the same time. In the next episode, I'm going to continue on this thread, and we're going to talk about number two and what we can do with that and how we can reduce our toxic footprint in that way as well. That's all for this podcast. If you like it, please share this podcast with others. I know that sometimes we meet people who are passionate about these topics and looking for resources. And so if you have someone like that in mind, I would appreciate it. And hopefully they would appreciate it if you would share this podcast with them. Besides that, just want to wish you a good day and thank you for listening, and hope to see you in the next episode. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more about building a better world in your backyard, saving money, and living a more luxuriant life, all without being angry at bad guys, please visit buildingabetterworldbook.com.